This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set. Cocked. Locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Ben is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Tom Martz is with us, and boy, I'll tell you what, USA Prepares is hot. We are angry. We're angry at the assault on us right here in Missouri. Welcome, Tom Martz.
Thank you, Vinny. I'm going to have to build a bunker. That way I feel protected.
Well, okay. Let's start with this. We're going to talk about Amendment 1 and some of the other amendments here in Missouri. But, you know, there's a host on Genesis Communications Network that says there's a war on for your mind. And he's absolutely right. But let's add to that. There's also a war on for your property, your liberty, your health, your wallet, your body. You know, when you go to get a driver's license here in Missouri, they want to know if you want to donate your organs. So not only is there a war on for your property, your liberty, your health, your wallet, but your liver, your kidneys, your eyes, you know, your skin, they want your tissue. And there's even a war on right now, right this moment, for your right to earn a living. And let me give you an example of what some of these politicians do. You know, if you look at just the EPA, okay, the feds, there's a company that manufactures a wood outdoor wood furnace, and it's an excellent outdoor wood furnace. You know, mankind has been building fires for a long time. Well, Central Boiler is the brand that I bought. I got a letter from Central Boiler, actually a postcard that said, listen, if you want one of these, or if you know someone who wants a furnace like you have, the kind that, you know, you can just put wood in and burn it, well, we're not going to be able to make them much longer. So if you want to get them now before we can't make them anymore, because the EPA is going to force us to shut down that production line. So the EPA will let them build a different kind of furnace, one that has that uses a much, much more expensive fuel. So here the EPA is going to shut down a business. But at the same time, they'll allow nuclear reactors. At the same time, they'll dump trash in the ocean. At the same time, they'll allow the presidential motorcade to tie up traffic and prevent people from delivering their babies, okay, because they can't cross the street and get to the hospital because Obama's going to be coming through anytime, and they hold up people for a half hour. These compromised, paid off, parasitic, perverted, deviant, defective politicians commit these acts of war on we the people. And I think it's time that we rise up against them and single them out for the acts that they commit, the acts of war that they commit on we the people. The internet is a perfect way to do it. Identify these guys. Help make them famous for the crimes they commit against we the people. Their pictures. Their pictures of their houses. Their pictures of their cars. Their resumes. Where they went to school. Let's put it all out in public view for everyone to see. That's a good start. What do you think?
I agree.
Tom, you know, I was on the phone. You and I talked about this just a couple minutes ago, before we went on the air. And you mentioned Morningland Dairy right here in Mountain View, Missouri, in our county, right in the same county where I live, where I farm. And I talked to the owner of the farm. And the milk board, the Missouri Milk Board, came down with armed agents. They raided his farm with guns. They stole 36,000 pounds of his cheese and took it to the same landfill. When the garbage guy comes to the end of my street, or the end of the road here, the end of my driveway, picks up a bag of trash and takes it to the landfill. They took this 36,000 pounds of cheese, perfectly good cheese, to the landfill and destroyed it. They want this guy out of business. And that's what we're talking about right here with Amendment 1 to the Missouri State Constitution. My concern is it's a really slippery, dangerous slope. And I'm angry. I am furious with these jerks who have these signs in their front yards that say, vote yes for Amendment 1. These guys are morons beyond compare. They are the ones that depend on we, the farmers, to eat. And pretty soon, their choices are going to be fewer and fewer, and there's going to be more and more rationing of food because there won't be enough to go around as they put more and more of us out of business. I'm angry. I'm furious. I'm besides myself. I really am.
And don't forget, out there in Morningland Dairy, the person who was elected, the closest individual to that farm, was one of the ones who was out there operating the equipment, stealing that man's cheese. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about the sheriff.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm running against. I mean, I declared on this broadcast that I was so sick of his ineffectiveness in protecting us and doing these kinds of things that I said, I've got to run for sheriff. You're absolutely right. We could have stopped him. Tom, I called Morningland Dairy. I called the owner. His name is Dixon. I called him up the night before. I said, look, we'll be there in the morning. We will be there in the morning. We will stand between you and the government. We'll be there. We will be armed. Let's stop him right now. And the farmer, I guess he might have been just a couple years older than I am. He said, you know, we've been doing this for 30-something years, and I've been fighting for 5 or 6 years. I'm tired. I'm just tired of fighting. I said, we'll be there. We will be there. And what I meant was, I know that John and Judy Dollarhite would be there. I know Morgan Ezell would be there. I know that there's Ken Hurley. I know, without even talking to him, that they would be there. They would be armed, and we would stand there. And it would be like a Bundy Ranch event before the Bundy Ranch event happened. We would have been there. And he said, no. I couldn't believe it. And then we have these guys like Bill Reibold, State Representative Bill Reibold, lying to us, telling us this is a good thing. Bill, we're going to hold you accountable. We really are. We're going to make you famous for the crimes you're committing against we, the people.
Sadly, you know, he actually thinks he is doing something to benefit the farmers and ranchers. But farming and ranching, even though it's not, you know, Thomas Jefferson penned the Declaration of Independence. And he said, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these was life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Among these means that life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is not the only rights that we have that are endowed by our Creator. So I have the right to grow my own food. I have the right to consume my own food. As long as I am not violating somebody else's rights, I have the right to grow food, consume food, to ranch, to consume the food that I am producing on my farm ranch or here in my little suburban cave dwelling that I have out here. But when you start codifying that in the Constitution and you look at the Missouri Constitution, where how we the voters in Article 6 have the authority through local government to absolutely regulate farmers and ranchers because we outnumber them via the ballot box, what right did he actually bestow upon anybody? We have to rely on the court system, the very same court system that allows cities in the state of Missouri to pass a law banning open carry when the Missouri Constitution says you have the right to keep and bear arms. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying
no
it
protections.
I'm not buying it either. And, you know, our sheriff, Glenn Adler, could have said, you know what, this is immoral. This is wrong. We're not doing it. I don't care what you guys say. I'm not stealing this man's cheese and putting this farmer out of business. I'm not doing it. He could have said that. If I were sheriff, that's what I would have said. I would have said, you guys have lost your minds. You know, we can run this guy out of business and we can run the next one, and pretty soon we're done. He thought so little. Our sheriff thought so little about this. He forgot that these guys are taxpayers, revenue payers. They're an industry, a dairy. I mean, when was the last time you saw someone in school say to his teacher, when I grow up, I want to be a dairyman? Who says that?
Nobody now.
Nobody. So what's the answer? The answer is going to be synthetic milk. Milk from a test tube. That's where we're going. My
we
answer
have it
is
already. Isn't that called Enfamil?
We do have synthetic milk, and I posted an article that said by the year 2025, we'll be drinking milk out of a test tube. I mean, yeah.
And what do we need cows for? Correct me if I'm wrong. The farmer out there in Mountain View, the cheese tested for some sort of a disease or some sort of a problem out in California, but yet when they tested the farm in Missouri, that disease could be found nowhere.
That's exactly right. The disease, that bacterium was not able to be tested here in Missouri. Okay.
And they couldn't even find that bacteria in the cheese that was still here in Missouri.
Right. That's exactly right.
So the sheriff of that county, who absolutely does not honor his oath to defend and protect not only the Constitution, but the people that elected him, should be ridden out on a rail ASAP. However, what the problem is with that now is that our state legislature, and I think it's Senate Bill 432 this year, decided to require that you have to be post-certified, which means you have to have a degree in law enforcement in order to be a sheriff. You have to go through all the proper training and the procedures of what it is to be post-certified. And I don't know exactly what POST stands for.
Yeah.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
People of America, stop taking abuses from your government. I pledge to stand up. I pledge to stand up against the abuses of our government. And we created a program, and it's available to you for free. All you have to do is just say no. Just say no to the abuses by your government. Tom Arts is with us. He's the founding member of the Lock and Smith Foundation in Springfield, Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains. And Tom, we're hot about the Missouri Constitution Amendment number 1. Fair ballot language says a yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to guarantee the rights of Missourians to age in farming and ranching practices subject to any power given to local government. That is a huge concern to me. You know, that's like saying teachers, you have a right to be a teacher. You have a right to be a teacher, subject to any power given to government or local government. And how's that working? How is that working, being a teacher with all the restrictions that you have? Our children are becoming dumber by the second. How about the right? How about an amendment that says you have the right to operate a lemonade stand in your driveway, or your children do, subject to any power given to local government? How many lemonade stands have been shut down? How many? How many children just learning about entrepreneurship at maybe 6 years old, supervised by their moms and dads, are being shut down by the big bad government? And if they don't guys with guns and uniforms and body armor and mace and tasers and handcuffs and extra magazines and two-way radios show up. Right?
How about the right to home educate?
That's another one, Tom. You have the right to home educate. And when I lived in Virginia, we had the right to home educate. Homeschool, subject to the power given to the local government. And the local school district, they wanted to know what we were doing. We said, well, we're doing everything you're doing, except we're adding to it. And we shut them down by saying, hey, here is our curriculum. Here's what we're doing. What we should have said was, we're taking the religious exemption. You guys are out of here. That's what we should have done.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
You're doing what they're not doing, which is educating your children.
Well, actually, that's what I did do. And you know what they said? They came back and they said, well, what about socialization? How are your children going to be socialized? And I said, well, I don't think that putting them in with a group of thugs is the kind of socializing that I want them to do. But we are taking them to karate so that when the situation occurs that they will associate with thugs, they'll know what to do. And by the way, those situations did happen, and my children took care of it. I think one of my sons has broken three noses so far. Not his.
You know, that is the weakest argument I ever heard. Now, my youngest son is a fourth-degree black belt in Taekwondo, and, you know, that was socialization. Anyone who meets my kids, and now my kids are adults, they're in their 20s, will come up and ask me, you home-educated, didn't you? I said, well, yeah, how can you tell? Well, your children are well-spoken, they're well-mannered, you know, they don't get out of line. And even now, when they're in their mid-20s, they still carry that with them. They don't interrupt people when they're talking. They're well-mannered. They carry themselves in a completely different aura. They're not emotional. They're not detached. All this aspect of, well, how are they going to get their socialization skills? You know, my kids can talk to, even when they were kids, they could talk to somebody who was 6 just as easy as they could talk to somebody who was 90.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Tom. And I've said of homeschooled children, you can spot them from 100 feet away easily. It only takes like a second or two. They behave differently. They're not bouncing around. They're not hyperactive. They're deliberate. They're paying attention. And they're smarter on the whole. I really believe that. And and when you talked about how they can communicate with all ages, you're absolutely right. And they speak English, don't they?
Yeah, and a lot of them are actually multiple bilingual. I don't know if that even works, but you know, every year I help with a homeschool debate tournament that's out in Willard, and there's a lot of languages that these kids know.
Yeah, yeah. And Ebonics is not one of them.
No.
Tom Martz is with us. Oh, boy. Tom Martz and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the amendments in Missouri that have me and Tom and the rest of USA Prepares angry. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Tom March is with us. Tom, POST stands for Peace Officer Standards and Training. Peace Officer Standards and Training. And I posted on our website a few days ago a video. It's a video of a public meeting and at an electric cooperative. So the board of directors of this electric utility. So the video shows the board is having the meeting and the public is invited. And a guy raises his hand and asks a question. And the cops and the one of the board members stands up and says, you know, we're not going to allow this, and if there's another outburst like this, you'll be removed. And the guy has a further part of the question. It's like, wait a minute. They hauled him out. The cops came. They were right there. The cops just walked over and arrested the guy. Another guy does the same thing. He's got a question. And the cops just, I mean, instantly just haul him out. Now, the problem that I have several problems with this. What in the heck are the cops doing at this board meeting anyway? That's number one. Obviously, this board was doing something that the people didn't like. And they wanted to make sure that they could stop any questions that would be asked, any disruption whatsoever. Right? That's one thing. The other thing that really, really, really upset me is the video shows this group of people sitting down going, huh, I guess they just arrested him. Huh. I'm talking about the citizens, the community, just allowed members who are trying to stand up for their rights, just allowed their brethren, their brothers, to be hauled off by the cops. Tom, we got to stop that kind of nonsense, too. If you're in a meeting and you see someone being abused by the cops, join in. Join in and help that person, defend that person from the thugs, the cops. Do you agree or disagree, Tom?
Well, sadly, we've gotten to the point now, and everyone talks about the word sheep. Well, we have become sheep, and we all know that protect and serve. In reality, protect and serve means to protect and serve those in and within the governmental body. It is not for us citizens.
Yeah, you go into the sheriff's office in Springfield, Missouri, and they will strip you of your pen, pencil, pocket knife, you know, nail clippers, gun. Okay, but then they all have those things. They have mace, tasers, firearms. I mean, they are ready. They're ready for any eventuality, but they strip us, we the people, when we walk in there.
Well, they've been properly trained, see.
Speaking of properly trained, I'm looking at the official ballot title about firearms. And this one says, this is an amendment to the Missouri Constitution. We're going to vote on this in a few days. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to include a declaration that the right to keep and bear arms is unalienable, is an unalienable right, that's the way they wrote it, and that the state government is obligated to uphold that right. And it says state and local government entities should have no direct costs or savings from this proposal. However, the proposal's passage will likely lead to increased litigation and criminal justice-related costs. The total potential costs are unknown, but could be significant. That's what they say. Now, the fair ballot language is as follows. A yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to expand the right to keep and bear arms to include ammunition and related accessories for such arms. No problem there, right? Huh. This amendment also removes the language that states the right to keep and bear arms does not justify the wearing of concealed weapons. This amendment does not prevent the legislature from limiting the rights of certain felons and certain individuals adjudicated as having a mental disorder. What are your thoughts on that, Tom?
Well, I don't like the ballot language to begin with, because basically the ballot language, shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to include a declaration that the right to keep and bear arms is unalienable right and that the state government is obligated to uphold that right. That basically directs it towards any violations of the Second Amendment and federal officials. What goes actually into the Constitution should concern people, because if I am Nancy Pelosi or if I am Dianne Feinstein and I make the following statement, and this is exactly what's going into the Constitution, nothing in this section shall be construed to prevent the General Assembly from enacting general laws which limit the rights of convicted violent felons or those adjudicated by a court to be a danger to self or others as a result of mental disorder or mental infirmity. If Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein introduced this piece of legislation with those two sentences in it, the NRA would be going ballistic. But because this has been introduced by a Republican supermajority, this verbiage is absolutely okay with them. And violent does not mean, in the state of Missouri, that you physically assaulted somebody or you shot somebody or you did anything violent. Because if you actually look at revised statutes of Missouri, there are many violent felonies that have no violence attributed to them whatsoever.
Tom, can you give us an example?
A person who sets his house on fire, an arsonist.
Mm-hmm.
That is considered a violent felony. Well,
okay.
If I set my house on fire, who have I harmed?
Hmm. Well, you know, I had a barn in Virginia, and it was falling down. I bought the property, and this barn was actually a danger. It had a floor in it, and there was a hole under the floor, maybe 8 feet deep. And if somebody walked into it, the floor could collapse, and they'd fall in this hole, and I wouldn't even know it because it was a quarter of a mile from our house. So I called the fire department. I said, you guys want some practice? It's just a tiny little barn, you know, maybe 12 by 12, something like that. And they said, no, just set it on fire. Go ahead. Just you do it yourself. I said, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because I don't want to set the field on fire and burn down the neighbor's house. So now, had I done that, maybe I could have been found to be committing an act of violence, burning down my own barn. I mean, I don't know. What I'm saying, Tom, is who knows what's in the mind of these unelected people who push us around. That's my concern. And when you talk about danger to self, now nurses and medical practitioners in doctor's offices are asking patients, okay, so tell me. Tell me, do you feel angry? Do you ever feel angry? Do you ever feel like, lashing out, maybe hurting yourself, hurting someone else? If you answer yes to any of those questions, you're not going to get to keep your gun.
Yeah,
I'm really concerned.
It'll be the courts, and those who are recognized as court-related professionals, the therapist, the psychologist, those who have a paper degree hanging on their wall, it'll be the opinions of those folks that will make you or break you in the terms of being able to carry a firearm or not. That's not the vision that our founding fathers had, nor is it the reason they went to war with Britain to get our independence or our freedom.
Tom, this language, that relates to firearms. And it says that a yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution, expand the right to keep and bear arms to include ammunition and related accessories for such. Now, there is no regulation that I know of that would prevent anyone in Missouri from keeping ammunition and related accessories for such arms. Do you know of any?
I haven't researched the statutes. I do know that at one point in time, and it's still law, that there are applications where you, as a person, can't defend your life or your property, that you have to flee.
No, not anymore. No. The Castle Doctrine has taken care of that. No,
not if you're on somebody else's property, it doesn't.
Okay, no, but if you're on your own property.
Your property, right.
Right. Unless you are in serious threat of death or bodily injury, you know. But in terms of keeping ammunition, I know of no regulation, statute, law that would prevent anyone from owning ammunition. Do you know of one?
I don't, and I'll be honest, I have not researched it that far to find out if there's anything in the statutes. I know it's not in the Constitution. But I don't know if there's anything in statute that would prevent you from having ammo or accessories that are related to the typical normal function of a firearm.
I know that when I lived in Virginia, I wanted to do some training for some young people, and I wanted to buy ammunition in bulk for them. So I called the local hardware store, the farm supply, and I said, hey, can you order a case of ammunition for me? And the guy said, 22s, okay? He said, just order it yourself. I said, really? This was like 20-something years ago. I said, oh, yeah, just there's no rules, regulations. Just order it. I said, are you kidding? I can get any amount? And he said, yeah, go ahead. He said, you don't need me. Don't need to pay me to do it. Just go do it. So what I'm saying is there's at that time, there was no restrictions on ammunition. You could just order it and have UPS deliver it. It was as simple as that. Cases of it if you wanted. Whatever you wanted. Now, I'm not saying you could get rockets. but if you wanted, you know, 30-06 or 22s or 357 or 9mm or 45, it's no problem whatsoever.
Tom,
well, it's unavailable. You go to the Chinese factory outlet and you can't buy any 22s. I've talked to one of our instructors at the meetup, and he's in the business where his company sells a lot of ammunition, and it's just unavailable. Everything that comes in has already been ordered by a large utility. A large organization. The little guy doesn't have a chance. It's already been bought and ordered. So we don't have a chance to buy it. It doesn't make it to the shelves. Not the things that we would want. All the oddball stuff we could buy. Tom, what are your concerns about what's happening in Missouri as well as the other states in terms of legislation? It seems like we're getting more and more rules and more restrictions. When we come back, would you address that? Tom Martz, founding member of Lock and Smith, Springfield, Missouri. We'll be right back.
Is big.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Guys, I want to let you know that we've got a meetup on Monday. Norm Shealy's going to be on stage at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 in the afternoon to 8 o'clock Monday. Dr. Shealy will be at Jimmy's Egg, Battlefield, Springfield, Missouri. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your medical questions. Seriously, it's absolutely free. Where else can you be in the presence of a world-famous medical doctor, brain surgeon, neurosurgeon, for that much time? Absolutely free. And if you'd like to have dinner with us, we'd be delighted. And tonight at 6 o'clock, Mark and Temple Furking will be hosting at 6 o'clock an event where you can learn about battery-powered equipment, battery-powered lawnmowers, motorcycle. You'll learn about solar heating, LED lighting. You'll learn about chicken houses. John and Judy Dollarheit will be there. And you'll be learning about dressing chickens and rabbits. Actually, it'll be undressing them. That's tonight. 6 o'clock in Nixa, Missouri. Now, let me give you a phone number if you'd like more information. 417-766-3322. 417-766-3322. It's absolutely free. The presenters are Mark Furking and Temple Furking and John and Judy Dollarheit. They'll be there. I don't know if I can make it there. I'm going to try, but I'm not sure at this point. Because I have another broadcast that I'm starting this afternoon from 2 to 4 on Truth Frequency Radio. Truth Frequency, and you'll be able to hear me and Aaron Dakins for 2 hours this afternoon on Truth Frequency. So if you want, just go to truthfrequency.com, and we'll be doing that once a week with the blessing of Genesis Communications Network. Tom Martz, what do we do? I mean, what about all this legislation that's coming our way? What do we do?
You know, we've sacrificed our own rights for security. And I think it was Ben Franklin who said that that would probably end up occurring. And we elect people who in reality are they're our neighbors, and we think that they think like we do, so we put them in office saying, well, they won't do anything to, they think just like I do. Well, sadly, a lot of people think that they should have the right to determine what rights their neighbor has, and those are the people that we put into office. There's thousands. Every single year, there are at least a thousand pieces of legislation introduced just in the state of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, and our legislature is only in session for 5 months. So for you people who live in a state that your legislature serves a basically a yearly term, you might as well multiply that by three, and that's how much legislation you have gone through your state house on an annual basis. We've got to bring this to a stop. And if it requires the people to go up and to physically remove those people from office or to shut down the Capitol, that's what we need to do. I mean, in a case like Morning Land Dairy out there, somebody needed to stand up and stop the feds and the local sheriff from going in there and removing that cheese. We are getting to the point where we need, and I hate to say it this way, but the Clive and Bundy solution and what they did out there is what's going to have to occur. So law enforcement and these local officials that have some sort of modicum of power, like the guy down in Fremont Hills, Missouri, who wants everyone to have a yard that looks like his, the mayor, and he only wants you to be able to have 10% of your backyard as a garden. Somebody needs to inform those people, you don't have that authority, you don't have that power. We're going to run you out on a rail.
You know, you
don't
mentioned
don't come into my backyard. Yeah, don't come into my backyard and regulate what I can and cannot have.
You mentioned the Bundy Ranch, and two USA Preparers instructors were there, and one of them had an automatic weapon pointed right at his chest by a federal agent. That was Shane Harger. He was on the air with us, and he told us about it. So this armed federal thug, you know, pointed a loaded weapon, finger on the trigger, right at Shane Harger's chest. And Shane said, you're not going to shoot me. You're not going to kill me over some grass, are you? And, you know, pretty soon the shooting's going to start. I'm not advocating it, but I can feel it. And as in the case of Morning Land Dairy, I can't believe they didn't resist. Tom, would you have resisted?
I would have.
Yeah, me too.
And I would have taken every little ounce of help that anyone would have offered in order to do it.
Tom Arts, thanks so much for your patriotism and your help as an instructor.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.